And you're just in time for some good stuff. So take a couple minutes to relax and listen to the good part of your day.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Valentine.com. Yep, take a look at that website. You'll find a list of 50 things to do in Cherry County, whether it's a river trip, a fishing trip, maybe just looking at the dark skies, just all kinds of things to do here in Cherry County. So go to visitvalentine.com, check it out at Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. Welcomes you to Cherry County.
And howdy, I'm from Tri-State Livestock News. We're not a flashy full-color magazine type. Nah, we focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Our readers appreciate it. They come to us for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace our rancher style once you see the content. Check us out online at tsln.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News.
Kim, what do you have to share on the good stuff today?
Well, we've got Flag Day coming. Well, actually, today is Flag Day.
Yes, it is, June 14th.
So I thought I would do this. Some of you will know of it. It's called Deck of Cards. It is quiet that day. The guns and the mortars and landmines, for some reason, haven't been heard. The young soldier knew it was Sunday. As he was sitting there, he got out an old deck of cards and laid them out across his bunk. Just then, an army sergeant came in and said, "Why aren't you with the rest of the platoon?" The soldier replied, "I thought I would stay behind and spend some time with the Lord." The sergeant said, "Looks to me like you're going to play cards." Soldier said, "No, sir. You see, since I don't have a Bible with me, I've decided to talk to the Lord by studying this deck of cards." The sergeant asked in disbelief, "How will you do that?" "You see the ace, sergeant? It reminds me that there is only one God. The two represents the two parts of the Bible, Old and New Testaments. The three represents the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The four stands for the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The five is for the five virgins. There were 10, but only 5 of them were glorified. The 6 is for the 6 days it took God to create the heavens and earth, and the 7th is for the day God rested after making his creation. The 8 is for the family of Noah and his wife, their 3 sons and their wives, the 8 people God spared from the flood that destroyed the earth. The 9 is for the lepers that Jesus cleansed of leprosy. He cleansed 10, but 9 never thanked him. The 10 represents the 10 commandments that God handed down to Moses on tablets made of stone. The jack is a reminder of Satan, one of God's first angels, but he got kicked out of heaven for his sly and wicked ways and is now the joker of eternal hell. The queen stands for the Virgin Mary. The king stands for Jesus, for he is the king of all kings. When I count the dots on all the cards, I come up with 365 total, one for every day of the year. There are a total of 52 cards in a deck. Each is a week, 52 weeks in a year. The four suits represent the four seasons, spring, summer, winter, fall. Each suit has 13 cards. There are exactly 13 weeks in a quarter. So when I want to talk to God and thank him, I just pull out this old deck of cards, and they remind me of all that I have to be thankful for. The sergeant just stood there after a minute with tears in his eyes and pain in his heart. He said, "Soldier, can I borrow that deck of cards?"
Very good. Appropriate for Flag Day.
Indeed. You know, Mike, today is Flag Day, and it's also Father's Day on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
That's right. Why don't you read something, that little piece I just handed you?
It's called A Good Name. You got it from your father. It was all he had to give. So it's yours to use and cherish for as long as you may live. If you lose the watch he gave you, it can always be replaced. But a black mark on your name, son, can never be erased. It was clean the day you took it, and a worthy name to bear. When he got it from his father, there was no dishonor there. So make sure you guard it wisely. After all, it's said and done. You'll be glad the name is spotless when you give it to your son.
Very good piece. Very good. Not sure who wrote either of those, but they definitely are solid pieces for the holidays, Flag Day and Father's Day.
Flag Day today, Father's Day on Sunday, so don't forget to grab that steak. Eat beef for Father's Day, right?
Yep.
And keep listening, because we're going to be back on Monday with another edition of The Good Stuff.